Workplace Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You, WCWP.org, Senior Talk Radio. We were speaking with Ron Fatula, who's an elder law attorney and a longtime friend of Project Independence, always giving us the most updated information. Sometimes we understand it, but he really did, just tap into some things that are so important and some of the changes, and just to be aware that there are more changes and don't hesitate. I mean, the one message if you get is plan. Don't wait till something happens, which is what Project Independence is, which is kind of like our message all around is, just keep planning for the future. You want to take care of yourself so that you can age in place, maybe in your home for as long as you want. Anyway, that was a tough topic, but I'm so glad he was here, and I'm sure we'll be getting him back, right, Christina Liu?
Of course.
Talk of the Town is up now. We'll be talking with Christina about all that's going on in the town, and also we tend to chat about, I guess, any topic that comes up to mind. So what's happening, Christina? What's happening in the town?
Well, North first, Hempstead? I just want to say, with Ron, I was sitting here jotting down information. It was such a good informative segment, and I really want to, push our social workers and nurses to be aware of this change, because we have that, short window, as he was saying. So, right. I think it was so informative. We were all laughing beforehand because we were like, it just blows our mind all, and he could just rattle this information off. But I think he did a great job at trying to simplify it as best can be. And you guys did a great job, obviously, with your questions. So I think it really will help people. And I think, especially in this time, it's so difficult for so many people, and having and knowing this kind of information and the fact that we have a forum to do that on the radio show to spread and educate really beneficial information for people is wonderful.
Christina, were you guys aware? You probably were about the Family Healthcare Decision Act. Is that
I remember he mentioned it when we had him on, previously.
Right.
But I want to, like I said, because it's so complex, these things, and the fact that it is changing so often. But that's an important thing, that maybe a lot of people are, it's not fully on their radar. So,
Ron will do an in-service for our social work.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I was like, he should come to the advisory, and kind of give a whole little thing. So that was really awesome. We are glad to be back. We were on vacation for 2 weeks. We had some pre-recorded shows going on, so it's great to be back. And Otto, how have you been?
I've been fine. I watched you on your virtual Fun Day Monday, some of it naturally, but I thought you guys all did a great job. It was very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really was wonderful. I loved the last one. I was actually watching it with my husband, and anyone who missed it, you could actually catch it on, the YouTube channel or the North Hempstead TV channel, website it would be up. But the classic car segment is actually my
that
favorite thing in person all the time. I love to actually see that, on the last Fun Day Monday. And it's just so beautiful with the backdrop of the beach and all these amazing cars lined up. So the fact that was able to be part of the virtual series was great. And my husband loves cars, so we were watching. And of course I started crying at one point. Someone had a very emotional story. But it was really, I think, so well done. And it's just a kudos to everyone that, the exercise programs and the entertainment, it was, unfortunately we couldn't do an in-person Fun Day Monday, but I think this was the best way, and done so great. So
well, I can't believe.
As far as the cars go, typically people would just walk along the beach, look at the car, and that'd be the end of it. So this added a human element to it. The fact that the owner of the car kind of shared his feelings and her feelings, whatever, about it and what it really meant to them, other than just the car. It was a hobby. It was something that brought back memories, a lot of different things. So I thought that part was excellent.
I bet they enjoyed it too, because I'm sure they don't get that much time or people, you know, to express that in their life, their hobby, as opposed to just going to a show, because most of them just bring the car, they go to a show, people ask a few questions, you know, take a picture. But to kind of interview them was a whole different take, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was really, it was so, I was laughing with my husband because he's always looking, you know, he loves cars. Like I was saying, I said, well, maybe he could form a car club. He might have like a little posse of North Hempstead seniors that he could do it with. But it was really great. And like I said, if anyone missed it, you know, you can go back and see all these things, because there was really great segments. Or like, I feel like it flew by.
I was going to say before, it's like we did the 8 weeks. I remember when Kimberly was like, okay, we're doing virtual Funday Monday, and we have, you know, 6 weeks to plan it. And and it was like, oh my, how are we going to do it? How are we going to pull it off? And then before you know it, we're all, you know, interviews at home and, you know, meeting and gathering with, you know, masks on and where we can. And it was lovely. Like, I loved the opening. I thought they did a great thing, like taking shots of different parts of the town, and different activities of the seniors. And it was really neat. I thought it was really well put together. And, you know, a good, pretty good reflection of Funday Monday. I can't believe it's done.
So I know.
Monday, it's the last Monday. We did 8 weeks of it.
And 8 weeks, but it was really, it was great.
Every Monday is a fun day, right?
It is. Right. And we didn't have any rain dates, which was nice too.
I know, right?
We didn't have to worry about heat waves.
Oranges, you know, I mean, that's something that was really missing.
No buttered rolls, nothing like that. No, yeah, no cafe.
Oh, but well. I also think, you know, what was nice, you know, and we say this all the time, because like I said, we've been doing so much virtual programming through Project Independence and community services. It's opening it up though to a huge percentage of people that may not go to Funday Monday. You know, it's to go actually in person to something takes a different level of effort than just going online, you know, whatever time you want, and you can kind of just check and do these things. So I think that really is, you know, Beck, you had said that before, you know, just kind of touching upon some positives, you know, in this crazy time, and things that you learn. And you know, I was talking to one of our seniors, because I've been working on our issue of the Pioneer that'll be coming out in the fall, and she's disabled, and she was saying that it's become, you know, outside of this whole pandemic, it's very difficult for her to be mobile and get to places. So having this opportunity to do things virtually, she loves. And she was like, I really hope this continues. And she's like, you know what? I want to encourage people who, if you are homebound or have some kind of disability, and it's, you know, or if there's bad weather, I mean, there's so many different things that have impacted in-person programs before. And the fact that, you know, you could do this and stay connected. And I'm so impressed with so many of our seniors who really embraced the virtual thing. You know, it was a new world for all of us to dive in, you know, and like I said, it was this rapid fire. I was working on a timeline of our response, and just to actually visually see how these things just kind of like rolled, and, you know, the rapid fire. It's like, you know, none of us knew Zoom at DOSA. This was our first dive into Zoom. And then seniors who really never even used this, just embraced it, and, you know, are advocates for how easy it is, you know, and just, you click on a link, you know, and it was so great to have this kind of forum to be able to do.
Well, we had the New Hyde Park advisory meeting this week, and there were, I don't know how many people, 20 people total.
Oh, were there that many?
Well, some Project Independence people, but a pretty good representation of people. Yeah. And, you know, even one of them, I'll mention name, Joan Ortiz, got to the point where she had her own background.
Yeah.
She was on a beach somewhere.
Yes.
You know, so everybody is getting a little better at all these things. And it's great, because, as you know, I've been pushing it. This pandemic has pushed technology in an important way.
Right.
There was one story that came up that I wanted to make sure I didn't forget, with the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program. It was brought up that there was a 104-year-old lady who the social worker went to the house. They talked, they chatted, and she said, geez, you know, I would love to talk to somebody on the phone with the Neighbors Helping Neighbors idea. She said, but I would like to have somebody in my age bracket. So now keep in mind, she's 104 years old. So Nancy, I guess it was.
It was Andrea and Joanne.
Okay. They ended up hooking this lady who's 104 up with another lady who's 100 years old. And they,
just a kid, yeah.
They had a mutual bond immediately, from what I could gather. They knew people from the past. They went to the same college.
Yeah.
That's a great example of
And you know what it was too? It was a great example. Cause first of all, when stories like that come through, it's just one of those, like, it just warms your whole heart and just makes everything, you know, so worth it, you know? And what was so great about that, you know, is that Andrea Taylor, who's one of our social workers, and Nancy Mizrahi have really been doing a huge bulk of the matching process for the Neighbors Helping Neighbors. And what was so great is that Joanne, who's one of our nurses, met that 104 lady. And then just by her referral to Andrea and their coordination, this great, you know, story and match happened. So I think that's always, and that's just a kudos to our PI social workers and nurses, because I want everyone to know there is a constant collaboration that goes on between them and even between us. You know, it's really a grassroots kind of experience where everyone is trying to input and figure out things, you know, especially working remotely, you know, where, you know, everyone's emailing, you know, oh, like, here's this case. Did anyone have a referral for this? So it's kind of all hands on deck all the time. And I think it's just so great that, you know, the collaboration is so strong and these great, great things happen. So.
We do have a great team. And by the way, Otto, there were 19 people. I hosted that meeting. I guess I just,
oh, it was 19.
That was great.
20. Right.
Maybe 20. The supervisor.
No, I said 20. You said 19. So that was not bad.
Yeah, that was close. You were right. Yeah. That was a good meeting.
The whole idea of like that meeting, not everybody was on a computer. Mm-hmm. There were people who were on a phone as well. Mm-hmm. So people should understand, you can do this Zoom thing, maybe as a starter, just on a phone, on a smartphone, and at least be in on the audio part of the whole thing and hear what everybody's talking about. And if you want, you can contribute as well. If you don't want, you don't have to. You can just observe and learn while you're at it.
No, absolutely, Otto. And that's a great mention, because that's a lot of our meetings. I'm amazed with how many people call in via the telephone to be part of it. So it's really, we're just trying to find ways to keep everyone connected in whatever your comfortability level is.
You know what? Let's talk more. Like, we just have to go to a commercial break right now. We will be right back with Project Independence and You.